Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk on Friday, October 2nd, 2015.
This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about parliamentarians' move to block moves for the government to take over the Premier Medical Aid Society's $144 million debt.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I think it is an abuse of power on the part of the president to evoke his presidential powers, especially on this SPAS bill, because we know those powers, they exist in the constitution, but then for him to invoke it so that the people will assume the debt that was accrued through misuse and misgovernance and corruption is quite bad, and there were no investigations that were taken.
I'm hearing that's not a good track. I'm going to say, hey, it is seen in the person I can present a bill. And that was your good period. I do with Sakapa, but that's a good thing. Zablazu, Mubara, Chairo, Chairo, Rata, what I'm hearing now is, Virida is a good thing. But remember, I don't good Virida, good thing. My breathing, Nema Athens, Nishini. Kana kuti anything is not about direct control one land and spirit.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the $144 million Christmas debt, which will not be taken over by the government anytime soon.
On July 16th, President Robert Mugabe gazetted Statutory Instrument 77 of 2015, which prohibits issuance of attachment orders on state property. The president evoked his presidential powers to protect Public Service Medical Aid Society's properties from being attached by service providers who are owed $154 million.
Attempts to ensure that the government takes over this debt were yesterday blocked by parliamentarians. The government recently took over the RBZT's $1.35 billion debt.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join us, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back from our studios.
Yebambe zulukandaba lingalijola njani jonga uthini ke mfowethu
ngiyaphila ndoda uthini
hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu kanjani abantwana
ah abantwana bayaphila
ah I think yondebele
lamhlanje kuswe ukugqoka
itai he was a Friday phela mnumzane
aw
awubonike
ngiyajabula
yes zulukandaba lamhlanje lapha studio siyakhuluma ngakhona ku elujalo uthi libe kwazi ukuthi sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi lizwe ukuthi sixoxa ngani njalo lani lifisa ukuthi sixoxe ngani so ke lamhlanje udaba ekhudwini sixoxa ngokuthi i Christmas kumbe ngithi i Premier Medical Aid Society ithi nga kulesikwelede esifika 144 million okade kumele sithathwe nguhulumende lokhu kulandela isinqumo esenziwa umongameli Robert Mugabe wa ishwa lokhu kuthiwa yi statutory instrument ecela ukuthi ungathengiswa impahla yesimasi ecela khona wayekucelela ngoba impahla lena ngiyabantu jonga so wasekuvala khona ukuthi ungayenzakali so ke kubuye ke edalela kuhulumende le parliament izolo abantu sebezama ukuthi bakhulume ngakho ukuthi kambe uhulumende angasithatha yini isikweletu lesi ama parliamentarians ahle hala athi lokuvela kwenzakali lokhu kuyaqalisa ukuthi bonke bavumelane ukuthi hayi asitheni lokhu kungenzakali siyakhumbula ukuthi kulamanye ama parliamentarians akuzani PF bekona manje ako MDC namanye amabandla athe no lokungekwenzakala uyakhumbula RBZ isikole dilena
ndizozo
1.35 6.35 billion abantu sebetshona ezikhwameni yiba sebeyibhatala kathesi so bathele lokhu never yes funa ukuzwa ngani nasinombolo lifone kanye selifoni lakhona ngapho 001-202-619-2077 ye kunjalo khulumani sizwe
ndizvozvo nasi tiri kukurukura nedanho rakatorwa nevadare nezuro hanzire kuramba kuti aiwa Statutory Instrument 77 yegore ra 2015 iyo yaida kuti kana vatambira vadare paite mutemo wekuti mutungamiri wenyika vashandise masimba avo kumisa vanenge vachida kutora kana midziyo kana zvimwe zvine zvine chekuita nesangano rePremier Services Medical Aid Society nguva yataikurawo tichashandawo kuZimbabwe Gibbs taiziva ichiti public service saka ndiri kumborasika nichidzokera kuzitara kare asi hanzi yakunzi Premier Services ndizvozvo saka hanzi vane chikwereti vari kuda kuya kunotora midziyo asi mutemo uyu dai kuti wanga watambirwa anenge aine chikwereti mutungamiri wenyika vakumisa nevachishandisa masimba avo ekuti aiwa ukwanise kutora chikwereti uchitora property midziyo yevanhu nokutoziva kuti public service medical aid society kana premier services zvivakwa zvaive zvizhinji zvine zvichinzi zvine mari dzepensheni nezvimwe zvakadaro vanhu tingango ndezvevanhu uye tanzwa vachinotimba vachitaura kuti pane mishina inosevha upenyu hwevanhu inochengetedza vanhu saka zvinhu izvozvo hazvifaniri kungonzi zvitorwe saka ndonyaya taiti aiwa kana vadare vakabatana nezuro kuramba danho irori vachibva kumapato ese mdc mdct nezanup f regai tinzwe nhasi kuti zvakamira sei nekuti hazonzwa vamwe vachiti aiwa hatina kunyatsotsanangurirwa kuti tizive kuti chii chatiri kuramba nekuti takafunga kuti tiri kunzi titore chikwereti chaka chadyiwa nevashandi vekambani iyoyo kwete kuti tichengetedze zvivakwa saka tadaidza vadare vatina utanzwa kuti tava Jonathan Samukange vanove muumiriri wemudzi south mudare reparamende uye vari zvakare sachigaro wekomiti yezvemutemo inganzi parliamentary legal committee vaparunhare vamwe vanzi vari parunhare ndiani
we also have honorable Dorcas Sibanda member of parliament she is an mdct parliamentarian so we'll start with you honorable Jonathan Samukange good evening and welcome to the program
good evening how are you
very fine how is Mutsi
and good evening to listeners
and how is Mutsi
Mutsi south is fine it's hot it's dry they and obsolete the boreholes are all dry because when they were drilled about 15 so years ago the water table was 50 meters now the water table has gone up to 100 meters so we're facing a huge problem and I'm trying my best
thank you very much so tell us about this Pismas issue start from the beginning what exactly has transpired about the Pismas debt
but let me briefly explain what the parliamentary legal committee its function and duties and obligations right the parliamentary legal committee is set up in terms of our constitution it plays a very important role as far as I see it is the second important committee outside the committee on orders and rules which actually regulates the operations of parliament from that one the next is our committee the parliamentary legal committee consists of five lawyers. All the five lawyers at the moment are all practicing as attorneys. We combined experience is over 100 years. In other words, none of the members has served less than 20 years in the private practice. Right? That is the starting point. So we have lawyers who are experienced, who appear in court on a daily basis, some like myself, I'm always in court even today. Either in the High Court, 2 days ago I was in the Constitutional Court. Right? So we have the vast experience.
Yes, now in terms of the discussion in point here, when it comes to the Premier Service Medical Aid Society, what exactly do you think, with that experience that we have, What do you think?
That's why I said I'm asking your listeners to bear with me just for a second.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that they can appreciate where you're coming from.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we consider the Biruzi and the statutory instrument are referred to us by the House, in other words, by the National Assembly or by the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And they are referred to this committee before they are debated in either in the National or in the Parliament. Let me use the word Parliament. Before they are debated in the Parliament, they are referred to us. And when they are referred to us, our function is to look at the bill, compare it with the Constitution, and determine whether there are any provisions that contravene the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
If it does not contravene the Constitution, we also look at the check whether they contravene the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, either as enshrined in the Constitution or as interpreted by case authority. Once we are satisfied that threshold has not been contravened, then the next thing is we look at the rule of law, whether again it is consistent with the rules of law. If we are happy, then we will issue a non-adverse report. If we think that those three elements that have referred to factors have been referred to, contravened, even in the smallest minute detail, we will issue an adverse report.
Uh-huh.
But since I took over as chairman, my practice, what we have been doing is slightly different than the past. We invited the minister responsible and explained to them our concern and asked the minister to either correct it or to amend it or to completely abandon it. That's what we do before we even issue an adverse report. Now, let me come to the Premier Medical Services, the amended statutory instrument 77 of 2016. When we examined this particular statutory instrument, the first thing is that it is out of variety the State Liability Act. The State Liability Act was specifically enacted for the purpose of protecting state assets, to protect the liability of state employees. In other words, in order to qualify under the State Liability Act, you must the property must be state property, or it must be the conduct of a state employee, a civil servant.
Mm-hmm.
Now we then looked at the Premier Service for Statutory Instrument 77. Right, Premier Service Medical Services is not a state institution.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a parastatal. The government does not even own one share in that institution.
Mm-hmm.
The only relationship the government has with the institution of the medical aid is that its employees are members or subscribers of the institution.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just like some employees are members of the trade union.
I think that is very clear. What we say is, we'll come back to you. It's very clear what you are saying. So we know that, because of the fact that the Premier Service Medical Aid Society is not a parastatal, is not a state institution, and so forth. So that is the reason why you gave it an adverse report.
As a result, we then issued an adverse report saying that the minister and the statute are acting out of variance. In other words, they are acting inconsistent with the law.
Okay, let's wait there. Very good. So lapha ke umnumzana osamkange uyakhuluma. Uthi ke nxa ukuthi ufuna ukuthi kuthathwe kungathathwa impahla zikahulumende kumele umuntu aqualify under kumbe company under state liability act so uthi manje lapha ke okusegcekeni ukuthi nxa sukhangeleke iChristmas ayisiyo uhulumende so uthi yikho okwahluphayo bagcina sebebhala lokho kuthiwa i-adverse report so yikho ke ama-MPs amaningi kade sidla ubhedu namhlanje ingathi izolo edala eparliament ya siqhubeke so we are told that honorable Dokas Sibanda is there and honorable Jesse Majome. So let's go to first to honorable Sibanda.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Sibanda, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
We are doing well. As we heard from honorable Sam Kange that the reason why members of parliament rejected that statutory instrument was that the government does not have any shares in PISMAS. The only relationship that is there is that the government is a customer of PISMAS. And on your side as MDCT member of parliament, did you have anything that you may say was the main reason why you rejected this?
It was actually an adverse report from the portfolio committee that the other honorable was explaining. Mm-hmm. Now, our argument here was that institution, according to every civil servant, is well paid. The civil servants have their money deducted every month towards that institution. Which then means if the SSP is deducting from us, they are supposed to pay the institution. Mm-hmm. Our money which are being deducted, they are supposed to pay the institution. So I was comparing it in the afternoon with the data assumption deal to say if people who are able, voted all of a sudden they say we can't pay on our own, so we need the government assistance. And if you say you need assistance from the government, which then means it's the ordinary, we are supposed to pay for someone who is saying I can't do it on my own. And when I look at civil servants, for instance, I will give an example of the police officer. The police officer already, his salary is not enough. They can't enjoy like any other because their salaries are not enough in the first place. And you ask such people to start paying, bills which just say, someone will just say, I can't pay on my own. Then the legislators, most of them, were saying it's not fair, it won't be fair for the government to say, let every civil servant pay. The government already has got a burden. It's got a burden on its shoulders. The government has got orphans, it has got the elderly to look after, it has got our roads to look after. It has got so many challenges in the country. Therefore, what it means is that any institution which is being paid for should be able to look after their people. If the monies are deducted from the civil service, they are supposed to go to Christmas. Let them go to Christmas, then channel them elsewhere. Because if you do that, then there's a problem. And as we legislators as representatives of the people, we also consult our constituencies. And they totally disagree. Even the data assumption bill, which the civil servants are meant to pay off, for some of the big shots, which we know were taking farming equipment and so forth and so forth. Big shots which are well known. All of a sudden, they stand there and say, we are now disabled. We won't be able to pay our bills. But no, it won't be fair. It won't go down well with the people it's like. Let's learn the country to be transparent.
Thank you very much, Sibanda. There, you know, this is a good insight of what certain things happen, of how things happen in parliament. You know, at times we tend to wonder, most of these parliamentarians never agree on certain things. But today, it appears it is different. You heard Honorable Sam Kange and Honorable Sibanda.
Yes.
Totally different parties, but they are agreeing.
Earlier, we spoke with Honorable Chinotimba.
That's right.
He was also saying, no, we cannot take over a debt that was accrued by some employees of PISMAS.
That's right. Yes. So, Honorable Sibanda, ukuthi abantu bethathe isikwele jelezi akuvunyelwa. So singahambi ke kuJessima Honorable Jessima Njobe. Let's take a caller and then we'll go to
here. Mzare Majome ramba hanyi muri parunare. Tichawu ya kwa muri yezu nezu. Honorable Rigati Mwanzu wa mtereri Emi. Riku Zimbabwe. Magadi.
Magadi Mwanzu.
Ndi Eni.
Eni Hoxe.
Magadi Mkoma.
Handiri nana angu amene kuri sei uko.
Aiwa kuno kutsene any short cut ya Ernest kai Gibbs.
Ya mche mchivoka Ernest.
Ndizvozvo. Mukoma tipe ipfungwa dzenyu munoti ine nyaya iri mudariro.
Ah nyaya ndona vakadaro hurumeni pano pane mito rakanyanya yaini nayo murikona kuti kozvino kana kuwanika kwemari kune vashandi hurumeni zviri kuti mesei saka kuti vatore chimwe chiva zvipe mumwe mutoro zvakare handione zviine musoro saka ndinoona kuti maparliamentary ends aita zvakanaka kuramba ningiri bhiu iroro
asika zvikwerete vane zvikwerete vakauya vakatora zvinhu zvepublic zvepremier services medical aid society hamuoni here kuti nhengo dziri kubhadharawo mari dzichitarisira kuzowana rubatsiro kubva kukambani dzinenge dzaakukanganisirwawo nekuti vanenge vasakwanisa kuzoramba vachiwana zvavari kubatsirwa nazvo vashandi vehurumende vatanzwa kuti vanoshanda pamwe chete nekambani
ya apa patinoona pozvisa ndipokuti vashandi vehurumende vanozongoramba vachibatsirwa irapo
nekuti ka zviri kuitika ndezvekuti vashandi vehurumende vari kubatirwa mari kuti vazowana rubatsiro rwekuenda kunorapwa vachishandisa premier service medical aid society asi kana midziyo yekambani yakanga yatorwa zvakureva kuti hakuchisina sevhisi iyoyo haichisipo vashandi vehurumende varasikirwa
ona ina hazvina kunaka dai vasiyana nazvo izvo nokuti isu vashandi vehurumende tinobva taremerwa vakadaro
ndizvozvo aiwa maita basa maita basa mukoma deni
because vakangodaro vashandi vehurumende hayo vamitoro inobva yatonyanyisa matambudziko aripona kare saka kuti vawedzere mamwe matambudziko kune vashandi vehurumende hazviite zvakanaka
imi muri mushandi wehurumende here
halo
muri mushandi wehurumende
hongu
aiwa maita basa mukoma moorara zvakanaka tinotenda nekuteerera studio 7
aiwa ndotenda zvikuru mukoma
ndizvozvo Gibbs ndofunga uri kuda kuti umbonzwa kuna Honorable Majome.
Yes, yes. Honorable Majome, sorry for holding you for a bit of time, but the bottom line is, you know, it's rare for MDCT, ZANU-PF, MDC, and any other, you know, parliamentarian to agree on certain issues, but this may be a step forward in terms of Zimbabwe. Can you come in there?
Oh, well, I'm not sure I know what you want me to say because you actually asked me a question, so.
So the question is, do you think that you are doing the right thing? Both parties, or most of these parties, agreeing in parliament to block this kind of move?
You know, I don't think we would have done what we did if we didn't think it was the right thing. The only reason we did it is because it was the right thing to do. That's why we did it. We would not do anything because it's wrong. We wouldn't choose anything wrong to do.
So at the end of the day, give us your legal thought about this kind of, you know, way that you blocked the kind of, you know, taking over of the debt. Give us your legal mind on it.
Yeah, because I'm a member of the Parliamentary Legal Committee that Honorable Sam Kange chairs, as you said. And it's not a portfolio committee, by the way, because that's a different thing altogether. This committee, as he said, it unanimously agreed that we applied our legal minds, because the role of the committee is to exercise its legal minds, to give legal expertise to Parliament. It's like an in-house, we're like in-house sort of counsel inside Parliament to give Parliament legal opinions about the implications of various either proposed legislation or statutory instruments. And so in this particular case, this is a statutory instrument. A statutory instrument is issued in terms of a parent act. And in this case, the parent act is the State Liabilities Act. And the State Liabilities Act is for a very specific reason, and I'm sure that was said by Honorable Sam Kange, which he also read out in the report, that the purpose of the State Liabilities Act is to ensure that the government takes responsibility for the wrongs of its employees, and it does this by it does this by more or less assuming, you know, more or less like if they are damages to be paid, government assumes them, and then it pays them out of the Consolidated Revenue Fund. And the Consolidated Revenue Fund is a fund of government. It's meant for government expenditure and so on. And in this particular case, as was said very eloquently by many members of parliament across the political divide, mm-hmm. and as also was found by the committee, the Premier Services Medical Aid Society is a private entity. It is not a state enterprise. It is not a state institution. Mm-hmm. It is actually a society in terms of the private, the law of associations. It's a society that's actually formed by a constitution of members. There's a constitution that governs what members do and not do. And then it also even has a commercial arm, or commercial arms that it has. And I think it might also help to indicate that, you know, the Premier Services Medical Aid Society is not a government medical aid society. There are a lot of private individuals that also subscribe to this medical aid society. I have, like, in my own law practice, my staff are subscribed onto that. There are many other organizations that have nothing to do with government that are members of this society. So, so the committee ruled that, look, you know, you cannot, by any stretch of imagination, claim that a private society with even a business and a commercial arm, private services, medical aid investments, whatever it is, the arms that are, you know, that are set up by the constitution, mm-hmm. they are not government, they are not state enterprises, they are not state enterprises, and so
thank you. Mm-hmm.
They cannot enjoy the protection of state enterprises mm-hmm. because the constitution the Consolidated Revenue Fund cannot be used to do that. And also, in terms of the constitution, again, the constitution in chapter one has founding values that are the rule of law and good governance. You know, it would be really an abuse of the parliamentary arena and the law to actually use the law to try and shield misdemeanors and wrongs and mismanagement. I mean, why is the Premier Services Medical Aid Society in the mess that it is in? Because, because there were some very nefarious activities that were going on, and also the Constitution requires that there be accountability. So
thank you, Honourable,
totally,
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. I think you nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ndizvozvo. Tanzwa vachitsanangura zvavatsanangura vari kutsinirana na nezvataurwa na Honorable Sam Kange nezvimwe zvataurwa na Honorable Swanda. Regai tidzoke kuna Honorable Sam Kange.
That's right.
Honorable Sam Kange. Vazhinji. Ehe, ndichitaura ndichibvunza hangu nechekwedu ndichibvunza kuti Tanzwawo kuti kune dzimwe nhengo dzedare reparliament dziri kuti aiwa zvakaitika mudare reparliament nezuro zvekurambwa uko. Vamwe hatina kunyatsonzwisisa kuti chii chiri kunzi chirambwe nokuti pane zvinhu zviviri pane mari inonzi yakadyiwa nevashandi nevamwe vashandi veChristmas
teererai tinoti mbaiotaura izvoushamari yangu ndakamutaurira tichienda kunodiscusa nyaya iyi kuparliament legal committee I'm sorry to say he's been totally dishonest and Mswando Sangana naye next week, and in fact, you have to turn that around down for it because I don't like the marriage, so I have to find it a summer.
I was saying that if I'm not Sangana Pasamira, I was going to tell you by Miru.
Because I was asking that you have dishonest. That's what he's actually implying that you mean I'm also dishonest.
Aiwa dzimwenguva vakatadzawo kunzwisisana kuti dzimwenguva kutsananguva.
Kuseni in the morning, angari mose mangu ini. Kuseni ende muzukuru wangu angaripo, they were about five other lawyers. He never said that, because he never understood it. He was actually saying, I was right. So for him to then turn around and say that I misread the parliament, that is wrong. Ndakamuitisa pakuita sei.
Aiwa, saka zvatichaita.
We actually said, the statutory instrument is actually varied. Why? Because it is trying to assume a debt of a private company.
We'll come back to you, Honorable Sam Kange. We're coming back to you.
Tukungotoraka break. Adikidiki rambaye muripo paru nare patunungo dzoka. Tuvataida kuti miende rembere. Honorable Sam Kange, Honorable Majome, na Honorable Swanda.
We wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners as we will be now streaming live on www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, saying stay tuned and also urging listeners to call in. We are still open.